World Mental Health Day falls on the 10th of October this year, and the chosen theme is the pastoral care of older people. It presents us with the opportunity to reflect on the role that the Catholic community can play in supporting not just people experiencing mental distress, but also their families and carers. In this podcast series, we talk to mental health professionals with years of experience in their chosen field. Bishop Richard Moth is the lead bishop for the Mental Health Project, established by the Bishops' Conference back in 2010. He starts by telling us how the bishops are tackling this very important area of work.
Well, we began back 3 years ago with funding the 11 different projects around the country from the Day for Life Fund. And we ran those for a year, and then we had a conference in Leeds in February of 2012, which both celebrated those projects and then looked ahead. It was a great occasion in Leeds, wonderful time that we had there listening to what had been achieved by the many projects. And I know that Jo Bird has done a podcast for you, and she was very heavily engaged in one of those. Ben Barno, you've also heard from, engaged in another one. And then from that conference, we moved on there through our mental health reference group to try and establish mental health reps in every diocese in England and Wales. We're almost halfway there. Which is pretty good going, I think. I think it's very creditable that we've got so far with that. And at this stage in the project, we're looking forward as to how things can continue, aiming to achieve particularly a mental health chaplaincy module in the Mental Health Foundation degree at St Mary's University College, Strawberry Hill. There was obviously a bit of a gap in provision in the courses available for hospital chaplains, and that will certainly be, I think, a great legacy from the project, you know, moving on ahead. That's a particularly fine result more recently than the conference. The other thing is that the projects are continuing. Just earlier this week, I was up in Liverpool, where Ben ran a day on the spiritual needs of those suffering from dementia, and there were some 60 people gathered from that from across the country, not just local to Liverpool. So it's really wonderful to see events like that continuing and raising the profile and the awareness across the Catholic community.
Now, we're lucky, aren't we? Because we have people like Ben Barno, we have people like Julia Head, we have people like Jo Bird, who you mentioned as well, dedicating their time and more vitally their expertise to these projects. Mm. Nonetheless, there's definitely a stigma, as we know, attached to mental health. Mm. Do you think, as a Catholic community, we're breaking through that a bit? Or would you say, well, still got a long way to go?
We've a way to go, but I think we've moved away too. One of the terms that I've often heard is that mental health is the Cinderella of the health service provision. I think part of that is born out of a certain fear of that whole area of health. People feel very challenged sometimes by those suffering from mental health, a real fear on the part of many that something might come to them one day. Increasing numbers of people, it seems, suffering from difficulties with their mental health. One hears figures of 1 in 4, 1 in 3 across the population at some point in their life having a mental health difficulty. Of course, that covers a whole range. But regardless of that, I think there is a lot of people are fearful. The circumstances we're living in these days, so many pressures on people, financial worries, all those stresses and strains can bring a lot of people to difficulties in their lives. And I suppose what we really hope as a result of the project is that our parish communities, our dioceses, our schools too, will in time be more open to the needs of people facing those kinds of problems in their lives, that parish communities would be more welcoming and accepting of people in times of difficulty. The foundation of this, in my mind, I mean, it's clear really, it stems from our whole Catholic social teaching of the dignity of the human person. And once you recognise that, so much flows from it. And the mental health project and the real need that we have in the church to be open and welcoming and accepting sometimes of those with those problems really comes from what we believe about the human person.
Now, I'm not going to put this at the doorstep of our priests because it's part of all our responsibility as parishioners in our Catholic communities to be welcoming, to be aware, to try and break down those barriers. But would you say that there's a need to look at subjects like mental health in that formation stage of a vocation, at seminary or something?
I think there is. I mean, thinking back to my own formation in seminary, we did spend time looking at chaplaincy in psychiatric hospitals. I actually did 4 courses in psychiatric hospitals during the course of my formation. Some of those I opted to do in summer holidays, but there was one that we all did in our third year in seminary. And I think back then, those things were a little easier because the great big psychiatric hospitals were still running. And so you could take a group of students and embed them into a 1,000-bedded psychiatric hospital for a week relatively easily. The days of those institutions has gone, with a greater accent on care in the community. So doing placements in that rather, you know, that just thinking of the confined sense of a pastoral placement is perhaps more difficult these days. But of course, there are opportunities to get into the world of mental health through the general hospital. A lot of students would be spending time there. There's a lot of priests and lay people do involved in chaplaincy and pastoral work. I think what we do need is, as well though, is a mental health provision, as in any health provision, that is open to the needs of faith. Certainly coming at it from our perspective of faith and within the context of the church, you know, we certainly recognise that a good relationship in faith assists you with your health, is part of who you are as a human being, makes you the human being that God has called you to be. And so I think it's really key, and one would really hope that in health provision across the country there is an openness to the gift of faith in people's lives and a recognition that that relationship with God can be a real help in facing the problems and difficulties, and even when somebody may well be suffering from a mental health problem, that an openness to their faith and bringing that into the care plan, if you like, can help them in recovery.
Now, World Mental Health Day has normally taken the theme the pastoral care of older people, and you mentioned dementia before. You know, 800,000-900,000 people in this country with dementia, maybe more than that, to be quite honest. When we think of older people, we do think dementia, we do think Alzheimer's. In our podcast with Ben Barno, he talked about depression as well being a key factor. When we look at older people, it's amazing that actually the liturgy plays a big part, doesn't it? So when some of those faculties start to disappear a little bit, the liturgy they remember, Mass that they remember from when they were little, can be a real comfort, can't it?
Yes, and I think more than that, certainly my own experience, occasions when, you know, one's been offering ministry to people who are getting on in years, memory is seemingly gone, perhaps they're not even communicating with those around them at all, until you pray the Our Father, and then all of a sudden they're joining in. And I really believe that's more than just a text that's deeply embedded in them because they learnt it when they were very small. It's the presence of God in that person, and they're responding to prayer and to liturgy, to the anointing of the sick or to the Eucharist in a very, very, very real way. Perhaps there is a lesson that people in that position can teach the rest of us. I think we can rejoice that they're still in contact with that life of prayer within them, but we can also learn from it and recognize that it's at the core of our being. It's key to who we are as human beings.
And finally, Bishop Richard, 3 years comparatively isn't a very long time to have a project open, especially one that's covering a subject of this importance and magnitude. Whereas acknowledging that we have some way to go, halfway there with the mental health reps in each diocese, that's not bad at all. How would you sum up the future? Where would you like to get to? What should we look to get to?
It would be wonderful to be in a position where we could have a rep in every diocese, or perhaps some of the smaller dioceses might share one. But to have that possibility for two reasons. First of all, those reps then can bring the needs that they're finding in their diocese to the bishops, because it's going to help bishops in their ministry to be aware of what's going on and what the real needs are. Also, it means that between dioceses, the sharing of good practice can go on. Things like Joe's project, Joe Bird's project, which is very parish-based and is doing most wonderful things. You know, one has found now that there are other parishes looking at similar models. But the more that good practice can be shared, the more effective will be the response across our parishes to those facing those difficulties in mental health. So that would be a really good way forward. We've got the Mental Health Day, and it's an occasion for our community to pray for those with mental health difficulties and to reflect upon it in their own lives, that need of their own awareness that you've spoken about in terms of mental health, and driving those things forward and enabling a bit of study around mental health chaplaincy provision that we're now moving towards as well. We've got some very good legacies and things that can be ongoing into the years ahead. There will always be more that one can do. You know, any parish will always be able to say, we need to be more welcoming to this person or that person. And it does mean that we can't sit back and sort of rest on our laurels and think, well, that's great, that's done, because there will always be more to do. And we need to be aware of that going forward as well. One hopes that the projects that we were able to finance through Day for Life, the conference that we've had, the work that's still ongoing, will in time help to transform our parish communities even more in their service of Christ and those really most at need in our communities.